Zeche Nishmas Avimari Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Sheinabas Yerushua Falk. Good morning, everybody. Okay. We did already three out of the four Chumras of the Ramah. So now, let us do the fourth. So again, the first one was not to have people goyishuk pots in the house being used, because you'll come to stoke the coals. Then the second one was not to mix the water, the fleshik water, and the milchik water together, and then to give it to your animal. Then the kli that you make the shampoo, you shouldn't use, which becomes treif. And then he says, v'lachein yesh leso gam kein lishtamesh min ha-gederus shel tanurim shebe-beis ha-choref. In other words, you had the beis ha-choref. They would have these ovens. Mishim shenitzin aleim lefamim basa v'cholav min ha-gederus shebe-vashlim b'tanurim. So let's see what this last thing is. So let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan again. He seems to be the go-to person on these inyanim. What page is the Aruch HaShulchan? Thirteen. Okay. Yeah. The first word in line is Bekederos. In the Aruch HaShulchan, page 13, Sif Lamed Gimel. V'chein Bekederos Shel Tanuri Beis Choref. Yeah, that's Hurak Hashasha. So the Din Shlishi was the shampoo. Chem Bekdeir Shel Tanur Beis Choref Hurak Hashasha Ba'almo. Chem Kol Eilu Eino Chumras Mikir Adin. So you have the Beis HaChoref. You have there used to be a place where they would have like a fireplace or something like that. So they have a tanur, would heat up the house, and it would also put kederos on top of the stove, and there would be spillage. So he says to look at the Marivayel. Let's look at the Marivayel. On page 3. Hagedeir sheim asuyim b'toch ha-tanurim. You have pots inside the oven. Shel beis ha-choref. He said, this room was called the Beis HaChoref, and they would have a stove there, and you would heat up water there. Ain't stopping meus ha'mayim lo lebasav lo cholov. You shouldn't use the water not for meat or for milk. Mishum delafamim mesimim kederis im basar l'tochat tanur. Because sometimes you'll put fleishik pots in the oven. Umatis mimenu al osam kederis. Because you had these kederis that you would heat up water in them, but sometimes you'd also put meat in the oven, and it would spill onto these kederis. So in other words, we're afraid that these kederos that you would heat up water, sometimes they would spill meat onto it, and sometimes you would have a milk kedera that would spill milk on it. So the kederos the water on the kederos, it has potential basa b'chalav, because you're keeping the kedera of, there was always one kedera of water there. That would, whether it was to drink, or it was to heat up the house, you know, like you would keep the water over there, but it would steam up, that would be a form of heat. And sometimes they would use it, the water would be a constant, and then sometimes they put meat in it, and sometimes milk in another kedera. So sometimes there would be a spillage of meat into the water, sometimes milk. So you definitely shouldn't drink it. The fact that you may be going to get hanah, because it's heating up, but you're not getting hanah from the basa b'chalav. Just like we said yesterday, you're not getting hanah from the basa b'chalav. Therefore, you could use the shampoo. Right, it's not considered getting basa b'chalav because the effectiveness of the shampoo is coming from the efer, not from the basa b'chalav. So, but you shouldn't drink from that. From the water. That water could be potentially basa b'chalav. Okay. What, Avi?
What's mitzvahs of this base of Horeb? It was like a big,
It was a little room that they would keep. They would have a stove there, and in the stove they would have heat up hot water. That would probably heat up the house. Wait, excuse me one second, please. Hello. Yeah, thank God. Okay. Don't worry. Yeah, I'll call you later, okay? Call to Zagazoo.
Like a boiler system like
a leader? What?
Like a boiler that we have? Like
a boiler? Yeah, sort of like a boiler, yeah.
But they used it for clean air dishes?
No, nothing with the cleaning the dishes. This is something else. This is would heat up the house. And then in that oven, they sometimes would put a milk dish or a meat dish. So we're afraid that the milk will spill over into this water, and then the same water is there, and sometimes meat will spill in, so it'll become basa b'chalav in the water. So you shouldn't drink from that water. You can use that water, you know, to keep the water there to heat up the house. But you will say you want to get a hot drink and you want to take from that water, that you shouldn't do, because it could be that there's basa b'chalav in that water. Because sometimes, in addition to that water kettle being there, you have a pot of meat there that you put in, or a pot of milk there that you put in at different times. And it could be spillage. So he says, so therefore, the Chumrah of the Ramah is not to drink from the is not to drink from the meat, from the that water, because it could be basar b'cholof. And the Aruch HaShulchan says on page 13 that it's only a chumrah. It's only a chashash. Rachashash Balman. It's not for sure. It could be nothing ever spilled in. It could be the water is pristine water. There's no meat that came in. There's no milk that came in. It's a chashash. Maybe it happened. So stay away from drinking that.
Drink that water, it sounds like gross water.
Why is it gross? It's clean water.
No, it's like a boiler or it's a heater. No one ever takes water from there.
It was just basically an oven of sorts. There was a fire and there was hot water there. And it would heat up the house like a fireplace. And you had some water there, and you had, I mean, maybe some people would drink from that water, but you have fire there, and sometimes you'd put a fleishik pot in the oven, sometimes you'd put a milchik pot in the oven, and the water would be like a constant. You always have hot water kettle there. So he says, well, don't drink from the hot water kettle, because maybe sometimes there was a spill of milk, and then sometimes there was a spill of meat, you know. And that's the idea. Okay, so that's another chumrah. So that's the completion of the four chumras of the Ramah. Now, part of this discussion that we talked about is whether, you know, we talked about whether there's a din of ein bishul achar bishul but basar b'cholov or not, right? That was related to the first piece, you know, because the first piece was that you're going to have meat, and, you know, the goy is cooking his carrots, but there previously there could have been meat cooked there, previously could have been milk there, now you're going to stoke. And you're going to cook. So he said it's only a chumra. So any possibility it's only a chumra is because maybe ain bishul achar bishul b'basar cholov. So that's the question. There's an issur bishul basar b'cholov. So when you do it with cold milk, you take milk and you take meat and then you cook them together, that's the bishul basar b'cholov. But now say you do it a second time. What would that be considered? Would that be considered ain bishul achar bishul, or every time you do bishul, it would be a problem? So let's take a look. There are different primogodims here on this, as the Sefer Rav Lunzen, Madari Asher points out, there seems to be, and the Pinchas Friedman Sefer, there seems to be like three different primogodims regarding this topic. So we have to see what the halacha is. Is the ein bishul achar bishul by basar b'cholov, or yesh bishul achar bishul by basar b'cholov? So let's take a look at various places here in the primogodim. So let's take a look on page 15. Okay, and see what we could see. Take a look, you know, in the old Shulchan Aruchs, yeah. So you know, just like in the Archaim, you have two parts of the Prima Gadim. You have the Eshel Avram, is a parish of the Magen Avram, and the Mishmetzo Zav is a parish of the Taz. So in Yerodeya, you have the Sifsei Das, is a parish on the Shach, and the Mishmetzo Zav is a parish on the Taz. And, okay. In these new Shulchan Aruchs now, they make the Primogodim is the hardest thing to read, because Primogodim in the old Shulchan Aruchs were very small little print. It was very, they say Rav Moshe Feinstein was a bucky in every Primogodim, you know, and that was before you had the easy Primogodims, that, you know, the new printings. Okay, so let's take a look. Kaza B'shut Shar Ephraim. Chema shebishlo b'kederes baser ben yomo. You have butter that was cooked in a fleishik pot. Ben yomo. Now you want to take that butter and make candles out of it for Hanukkah. So basically, you're having basar b'chol of candles. Because you're having chema, butter, and the chema was cooked in a basar pot, which is ben yomo. And now you have a candle that's basar b'chol. So could you use that for Neiros Chanukah? Let's see. Kazeh b'shut shar frayim simen l'mechaz chema shebishlo b'kederes basar ben yomo. Hello, l'ner Chanukah shari. He says it's mutter. The mitzvahs the rabbanu nami lav lehenos nitnu. In other words, so what are you getting? You're getting hanoah because you're doing a mitzvah. But we know there's a klal that mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. In other words, if I can't get hanoah from you, then I'm still allowed to use your lulav, right? If a person says I won't get hanoah from this person. So I can't eat in your house, I can't drink in your house, but I can borrow your lulav. Because using a lulav is not considered getting hanah. Mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. And there's a question, do you say that even by a mitzvah derabbanan? So he's saying, yeah, even by a mitzvah derabbanan, lav lehenos nitnu. So therefore, by the fact that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, but with candles that are basar b'chalav, is fine. But if you would do it during the week, to use it because you want to have candles to, so that would be forbidden. So that's.
What about on Shabbos where the candles are specifically there for the
viewer? Because he's saying on Shabbos, you're specifically getting hanah from the. The point of Neiros Shabbos is you should use it to see. So maybe that's different. Neiros Chanukah ain't lo rishus l'shtamesh b'hem. So it's just the mitzvah. It could be that Neiros Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to use these candles. So that's the first thing. So that's what the Shar Ephraim says, that you can use it. It's not hanah. But the question is, but maybe it's bishul. Maybe it's considered bishul basar b'chalav. Right? Because when you're using the neiros, maybe that's considered bishul basar b'chalav. So let's see what he says. Keep go further down. The first word on the line is isuri hanah. Atab atakash lishis reizi b'liyot zuta. Or Chaim Simon Tov Rejayin Gimel, Tama Leim Dol Hadlik Ner Chanukah Oser, the Over Al Bishulo. Right? He's saying you're to violate Bishul Basa B'cholof. You and Shem Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul before B'Simon Shinyun Ches. So he's. So he's saying. That Lanias Daiti Af Yovesh over Rosei Echlach the Loshayich Bishul Acha Bishul B'Shabbes Avil Hachim Basim Chol Bishul Hava. In other words, so you say, what is the Shar Ephraim talking about? He's saying, well, it's Mutter Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Nitnu, but that only explains why it's Mutter Bahanah. But still, this should be an Issa Bishul, and the Prima Gadim saying that Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul B'Basim Cholav. In other words, even though if you cook a piece of meat, it's cooked on Shabbos. If it was cooked before Shabbos, and then you put it on the fire on Shabbos, so midrabanan, you can't do it. But there still could be other isurim. In other words, is there an isur daraisa of bishul achar bishul? No, because you cooked it already. But maybe that's only mehilcha Shabbos. Mehilcha Shabbos, the malacha is the yitzira of that. But maybe basar b'chalav. Every time you cook it, in other words, by Shabbos, it's cooking meat. So what does cooking meat mean? In making it edible. So once it's edible, it's edible. So if you try to cook it again, it's not going to be an isser of bishul because same bishul acha bishul. But it could be that by basa b'cholov, it's the union, right, between the milk and the meat. So it could be when you cook it again, it makes the union even stronger. It's not just making something fit for achila, it's putting it together. So it was put together, but maybe every time you cook it, it makes the chibur stronger. So maybe there's bishul. So he's assuming that there's bishul achar bishul b'basa b'chalav. In other words, he quotes from the Eliyahu Zuta, that's on the bottom of the Levush. And he says he doesn't understand the heter of the Shar Ephraim. The Hadlik Ne'er Chanukah Aser. Dover El Bishulo. Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. He may match a cousin of Simon. Tani is Dite Av Yovish. Or Roseich Lach. Lo Shaykh Bishul Acha Bishul B'Shabbos. Fiu Hachim Bosa B'chol Of Bishul Hu. V'mokam Achim Kesavnu. Hu Halitz Ba'ad Shar Ephraim. Yesh Lo Yashiv Chsas. The Tigun Lav Bishul Hu. He says it could be that when you take the original case, you made butter, you had butter, and you put it in the fleishik thing. But that's not called cooking, that's frying. Because you don't put water in. In other words, when you put a piece of chicken and there's water in the pot, that's cooking. But if you take oil and you put it on a frying pan, that's not cooking, that's frying. So it could be that tigun is not, right, with the discussion we had by Tzli, is Tzli considered basa b'cholov or not? But this is Tigun. So Tigun maybe is not basa b'cholov midaraisa. So maybe the whole thing is only in the din of basa b'cholov midrabanan. And by basa b'cholov midrabanan, we saw many poskim hold that there's no iser hanoah, no iser bishul. So that's what he's saying, ulahalitz, meaning to find an answer for the Shar Ephraim, who the only concern that he had was the Hana. He says that he feels that that's okay, that maybe it's that he says maybe that's not a problem because it wasn't real bishul, so maybe it's not real basa b'chol of midrais, only midrabanan. And midrabanan, maybe there's no answer bishul, and maybe that's the yishuv for the Shar Ephraim that he said you could use the basa b'chol of candles for Chanukah. Yeah, Danny, you want to say something? Danny?
Yeah, sorry, my screen got closed for a second. If it's already been cooked, though, you said a minute ago that if even if it's bishul achar bishul year, it's the union again would still be a problem.
In other words, what he's saying, there is a question by basa b'cholov: is there yesh bishul achar bishul or ain bishul achar bishul? Like by Shabbos, say when you have a piece of meat and you cooked it before Shabbos, so when to cook it again on Shabbos, you're not going to violate bishul. There could be some isuri d'rabbanan you'd violate, but you're not going to violate bishul.
Yeah, my question is that if we've already cooked, if the basar and chalav has already been cooked together, it's already together. That union is already there. Putting it back on a fire is not going to recreate the union. So how could...
No, so I'm trying to say that maybe it the union gets stronger. Like, I'll give a mashal. A person gets married, so then he has the relationship is created, but then the relationship gets hopefully better and better and better over the years. So the same thing. There was a union between the basar and the chalav. But now, maybe every time you mevashel, the something more tam is. And I'm just trying to explain what would be the svara to say that yesh bishul achar bishul b'basa b'cholof.
Okay.
Maybe.
If you say the Yesh Bishal Afra Bishal Basar Chalav, that means you also must hold that, some people hold that when Basar Chalav is cooked, it creates like a brand new entity. So you can't hold that way if you hold Yesh Bishal Afra Bishal Basar Chalav.
Say again, you can't hold what?
You can't hold that Basar Chalav when they're cooked together, it creates the brand new like Isser, like bond, because, right?
If you hold Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal, then what?
Then you can't hold that when Basar B'Chalav are cooked together, like it almost creates like a brand new Isser, like itself. Like, right? Some people say that it creates like an entirely new Isser. Like
meaning, well, what do you mean entirely new Isser? I mean, it's saying that you, every time you're Vashal, you're getting another Isser.
Because
you're cooking Basar B'Chalav again. Maybe Basar B'Chalav, a Bishul Basar B'Chalav, is not only the Yetzira, but every time you cook it again and again, you're being Mavashal Basar B'Chalav. Even if you don't want to say what I said, that it gets stronger and stronger, even if it doesn't, but you're still, cooking Basar B'Chalav together. See, by Shabbos, the idea of cooking on Shabbos is making it fit for eating. So once you cooked it once, it's fit for eating now. It doesn't become unfit. We're talking, say, by a Dover Yavish, by a Dover Lach or something else. But so that is the first Prima Gadim. So clearly in this Prima Gadim, he's quoting from the Eliyahu Zuta that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dover Lach. Now let's see another Prima Gadim on page 16. So he quotes here from the Isser V'Heter. The Prima Gadim is quoting from the Isser V'Heter. So let's look at the Isser V'Heter. Whatever he's quoting is from the Isser V'Heter. Where's the Isser V'Heter? What page is that? 17?
Yeah.
So what is the Shaila now? What if you have milk, cold milk, right? And you soak a meatball in cold milk for 24 hours. So what is that then? That's called kavush, right? Kavush kibavushal. So you soak a meatball in cold milk. So kavush kimavushal. So now it's basar b'chalav, but it's not basar b'chalav d'oraisa. Why? Because it wasn't bishul. It's kavush kimavushal, but it's not really bishul. Bishul means you need hot water. So what happens if you have kavush kimavushal, you have a meatball that was and the milk came in, so it's kavush kimavushal, and now you want to cook the meatball. So we say that maybe that's a violation, because when the first time it got in, it was only it wasn't really derech bishul. There's tam of milk in the meat, but that's not derech bishul. Now you do it again, a second time, it's derech bishul. So then you violate the nisr, maybe a nisr deraisa. But the Prima Gadim is given a daik from this issur v'heter. That if you see from here, only if it was first kavush and then bishul, then there's an isser. But if the first time was bishul, and now you want to do a second bishul, then it wouldn't be asser. Because a bishul achar bishul. But the fact that the isser v'heter gives a scenario of kavush first and then bishul to be asser, Mashu would be bishul and bishul, it would be mutter. So let's take a look at the Prima Gadim. He quotes the Sisav Heter. On page 16. All the Mamti Mashukosim Hagoshim Sofa Sefer, the Osilavashal Chaticha Kavusha, Meis Leis Mecholov, that you can't take, say you had a meatball that was in cold milk, and it was there for 24 hours, so that has a blia of it, but it's only midrabanan. Now you take that same meatball, and you put it in hot milk. So we say now you it's aser because the first time was only in a sidderabanan. Now you're making in a sidderaisa. The mikar kovash vata yisur torah, mash v'chatich shebishlo b'cholov. But if it wouldn't have been kovash first, it would have been bishul first. Then it wouldn't be. Then it would be bishul. Then bishul, and then it would not be. So he's saying like this, that if you had basar b'cholov already, and it was only basar b'cholov d'rabbanan, and then you cook it again with real cooking, it would be asr. Midaraisa, but if the first time it would have been real cooking, then the second time wouldn't be anything. You wouldn't add anything, and he's saying ein bishul achar bishul b'basar b'cholov. So this is a stira to the other prima gadim, because the other prima gadim go to the Eliyahu Zutta that said yesh bishul achar bishul. The what? Yesh bishul achar bishul. But here he's saying beferish not that way. He's saying, but what if you had meat that was cooked on its own right, and milk that was cooked on its own right, not together? Then now you're cooking them together for the first time. That for sure would be usa. Okay. So this Rebbe Pigadim, they point out, Rav Pinchas Friedman and Rav Wunzer, seems to be a stira to the other Rebbe Pigadim. Now you could say he was saying it within the different shita, but we have two contradictory shitas within the Rebbe Pigadim. So what's the resolution? If you look, I'll show you here the Sefer from Rav Pinchas Friedman is known for his Mamorim on Divrei Agada and things like that, but he wrote a Sefer also on the Prima Gadim, Hilchos Basar B'cholov. And he quotes the Stira. If you look on page 20, he says, "Before Khan Bedivre Prima Godim, the Sphere Lady is Bishal Achar Bishal, Babasa Bacholov, a feeling is Bashluk for Yachat." Whereas he's quoting that first Prima Godim by the Neiros Chanukah, and he's saying that was his Kasha on the Shar Ephraim, the Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal. And that's the discussion also by the first Chumrah of the Ramah. If you hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul Basar B'cholov, So then, even if he would be mechateg tachas agicholim, it wouldn't be a problem. That's why it's only. But that's the first primogodim. Then the second primogodim is the one we just learned. Omnam, page 21. Dada primogodim mishpas ozov, because of afgabi basul b'cholov, I'm reading ish bishol achab bishol. Herag ba'ofen shabishol abasul l'chud, v'cholov l'chud. V'chad bishol b'chad yachin. V'abasul shabishol b'cholov, mutar lachzor. So ein bishol achab bishol, if it was already together once. So the next paragraph, Reishnik Suvim Sosrim Zed Zeh. Two different primogodims arguing. So he says that he has a third primogodim to be the mediator. Hakosov Hashlishi. Yafriya Beinayim. So what's that? We'll see it inside, but let's look at here in this page, page 21. Yafriya, the Iker Kimosh Kosov Simkuf Hei, Jakosov. Had the Kasafti period, your day, the Basakhali Bishop Achabishop, Ben Blach, Ben Biovish, Hainim Kol Echad Lavado. The Arvo Yachad Menosin Tam with De Bishop. Mashenkin Shwar Bushom, Vorm Yachad Menosin Tam, the Tsay Shlomer, the Sue ain't over Bishul or Harkak, Kay the Nation Osub Hema, Raid Vorm of Vorm, the Spashul Kvar Yachad, Lomini Bishop Achabishop, a field Basam Kolov. It became Yishuv Kushi El Yazuta Lamelo Kosim Shar Frayim Yish Yisur Lahalik Aneres Mishum Vashel the Halik Yisur Bishul Zelo Kumosh Kosim Kam. So he says there's a third pre begodim that's Mashma that ain't Bishul Achar Bishul. Yeah. So take a look in the. That was the one we were just beginning here on page. Page. Yeah, the Eshel Avram is on page 18. Yeah, page 18. So he says, Shmonim Asurim, B'Shabbos Madlikim, yeah, Makom Shemesim Chema B'Cholav, Osim Neiros. Chema b'chelav, right? So osim neir shari lahadlik neir chanukah d'lav lehenas nitnu. Hil rabba ein bishul achar bishul yesh bishul achar bishul ein b'chol echad levado. So he says the only time you say yesh bishul achar bishul is if each one was cooked separately. So now they're cooked together. Because one could have said maybe even if each one was cooked separately. Now they're cooked together for the first time. Now we're creating the union for the first time. That would be Isser. But one could have said no, since it's already mevushal separately. So when you're cooking now, the cooking is not. Even though the cooking is creating the union for the first time, but this it was maybe the Isser Basar B'Chol was only talking about things that are raw that are cooked together for the first time together. But even if they were cooked separately, maybe not. So you say no. If they were cooked separately. And now they're being cooked together for the first time, that's an Isser Bishul Basar B'Cholav. But if they were cooked already together once, then Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Basar B'Cholav. So that's what he says over here. So he thinks that's the Iker Shita, to make that distinction. And therefore, that would be... Okay, so that's what he says. And in the... The Sefer Madari Asher, he also, discusses these Makaris. And then he says a different, what's the Svar to be Machmir, according to that second Pribegadim that we saw, that first the Pribegadim that says that Ein Bishul. The Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. So he says, now when we said that it becomes more connected, he says in page 23, V'yir Svas HaSor Osrim L'Vashel Sheinis Tzarek Lomis Vilei the Isser Bishul Basar B'Cholof Mahusu Maiseh Bishul Basar B'Cholof. In other words, the Isser of Basar B'Cholof is not creating the Basar B'Cholof. It's when you do a Maiseh Bishul to Basar and Cholof, so even though it was Basar B'Cholof before, but now you're doing a Maiseh Bishul again, That's asa. In other words, one could have said that bishul is only when you're creating the basa b'chalav. But once it's created already, then not. Unless you say the svara that we said before, that you're creating more of a chibur, but not. And that's the that's how he explains it. That when any time you do a maisa bishul to basa b'chalav together, even though they were already basa b'chalav, that's the shita that day in the prima gadim. That's also asa. But Rav Pinchas Friedman writes that the Iker Shita, he feels, is that if they're cooked separately, and now they're cooked together for the first time, there is an additional bishul. But if they're cooked together, then if they were already cooked together once, then there's no iser of cooking the second time, because ein bishul achar bishul, but basa b'chol, that's already created. So that's the, Adoni Asher is explaining, that's the lumnus. Is a bishul b'cholav only about the creation of basa b'cholav, or is this a basa b'cholav just doing a maisa bishul to basa and cholav, whether it was created previously or not created previously? Either way would be aser. Okay, so those are the four chumras of the of, and even though they're all chumras, but each one. There's what to, it's important. Most people don't look up the sources. One more thing I want to point out that Rabbi Tuchman told me, that I think, when we were working on that line in the Chasam Sofer on page 10, where he wants to say that maybe it's... He wanted to say maybe the Chasam Sofer pshat is that the idea of b'didei misharin and lay, b'may denofik minay, so that itself is a chumrah. Because the Gemara says really we should be mishar b'may denofik minay. But we don't know, so we're machmer b'didei. Then you need shishim keneged the b'didei. But maybe that chumrah is only said by the Isra Achila. But by the Isra Bishul, maybe there's no Isra Bishul, because really, the whole concept that we're not, is we should be Mishayar B'mandanofik Minei. Why should you be Mishayar B'didei? Because you should be Mishayar B'mandanofik Minei, because that's what's contaminating the food. The other food in the kedera. So Mela, he's saying that when it comes to eating, we're machmer, and you have to need shishim connected the whole chaticha b'didei. But look at bishul, maybe that's enough. We might nothing mine, and most probably, if you're mishayeg, we might nothing mine, you're going to have shishim connected my denofik mine, and therefore, even if you would be mechate, it wouldn't be a real iser bishul. And that's what the Rabbi Tuchman thought that the Chasam Sofer is saying why to be mechate begecholim is only, he's giving you all the svaras why it's only a chumrah, and he's saying all these different svaras of maybe it's not ben yomo, maybe no shishim, and all these things. So that's how he explained that line that we were working on the other day. So it could be his explanation is a very good explanation. That the whole idea of Rabbi Tuchman was saying, the whole idea of b'didei and not b'mandanofik in itself is chumra. So maybe that chumra is only for the achila, that you need shishim keneged to chaticha. But look, the bishul, since the reality is really only b'mandanofik b'nei, so if you have shishim keneged that, so they wouldn't be really an iser me'ikar adin to be mechate b'gecholim. That's going to be a good svar. Okay, Rabotai, we have completed Be'ez Hashem packet B4. Okay, Be'ez Hashem on Monday, Siyata D'Shemaya will continue. Let me just say hello to everybody and wish everyone a good Shabbos. Ben Katz, how are you? Have a good Shabbos. Harav Yossi Wagshul, have a good Shabbos. Regards to your father. Okay, Michael K., have a good Shabbos. Be well. Sonny Spitzer. Have a good Shabbos. Be well. Eli Deutsch. Have a good Shabbos. Avi Lichtstein. Have a good Shabbos. Eli Tesla. Have a good Shabbos. Reb Avram. Levitch Lita. Have a good Shabbos. Danny Liu. Have a good Shabbos. Harav Katan. Have a good Shabbos. And Michael, Steve Gottlieb, have a good Shabbos. Did I leave anyone out? I think I got everybody. Okay, it's nice to see you all. And I wanted to ask Harav Katan something, but in where West Kiln. Okay, we'll talk about it later. I'll speak to you. It's a Shiloh in geography. Okay.